Addicted to Love is created and presented by theroyalpath.com.
Love can be the most wonderful, heart-opening, and nourishing wonder that gives the touch of magic to our experience called life. Love, however, can also be the most devastating and challenging obstacle that can break your heart into a thousand pieces. One of the reasons why it is so hard is that love is often mistaken for a dependency or can even be an addiction. Learning love is like any other discipline. If you want to be good at it, you have to master it. And that is what you learn in this show. Welcome to Addicted to Love. Hi everyone, it is so good to be back with another episode on Addicted to Love. This week, I want to answer a burning question that I hear over and over again from my listeners, my clients, as well as my friends. I always talk about the fact that if you want to overcome your dysfunctional relationship patterns, if you want to have the deepest and most intimate relationship, and if you want to grow and heal, you have to leverage the triggers that are delivered to you and dive into the feelings behind them. In other words, you have to truly feel in order to heal. Now, how hard is that to do? I know because it took me months in my own feeling therapy to finally be able to access my feelings, stay with them instead of just crying a tear or two until I'm feeling that my nervous system balances itself out again. Because that is what it is. When you're being triggered, your nervous system goes into a sort of overload and the feelings you're experiencing take over in an involuntary way. Unless you really work with the feelings. You stop resisting them, you fully invite them and feel them and then integrate them. And this works for all kinds of triggers, whether we're talking about your craving for love and relationships, your feelings of emotional starvation, your fears of abandonment and rejection, or feelings of not being good enough, whatever it is. These are just examples. It works for any feeling you're experiencing. Now, when my listeners try to follow my advice and really do everything they can to actually feel the pain, the frustration, the anger, the starvation, the sadness, often they feel stuck not knowing how to really do that. So in this episode, I wanted to take the time to lay this out for you better. If you're new to the show, I advise you to start listening from the beginning as I am building chronologically and you will understand very quickly what I'm referring to here. Now, first of all, we have to look at the why it is so hard to access our feelings, and I'll answer that question from my personal experience. For one, there is no one to watch us in it. And that is a very, very important point. Why? As children, most of us spent all of our childhood not having had our feelings validated, not having anywhere to go with our feelings. Validation would look something like that. The child is upset. The parent sees that and stops whatever he or she is doing and gives all of his time, presence, and focus to his or her child. They would ask, "Honey, I can see you're feeling sad or upset. Tell me all about it." And then they take as much time as the child needs to express what happens within him or herself without regulating in any way. The parent would support the child by allowing it to express in whatever way the child needs to. The parent would simply be able to hold space so that the child can move through what's moving inside of her. This is love. This is pure love. Usually, however, what parents do is to shut the child off. They sometimes tell the child to stop crying, maybe even be triggered themselves and act out on the child in a destructive way. Many parents are rather uncomfortable with feelings themselves. They might not be very much in touch with their own vulnerability and are used to regulate their feelings as well.
They might not be very much in touch with their own vulnerability and are used to regulate their own uncomfortable feelings as they themselves didn't grow up having their feelings validated much. Hence, they often regulate the feelings of their child by saying things like, "It's not that bad. Don't be sad. Don't cry." They think comforting and consoling you in such a way is a good thing. But in a way, they're trying to make it go away, and that is rather denial than anything else. A child who isn't invited to be the way it is in a given moment translates that into thinking that I am not good the way I am. And that often has horrible consequences. Basically, the child is being left on its own. It might easily start to think something like, "I'm left alone with my feelings and I have nowhere to go with it." So it really suffers. How hopeless must a child feel in such a moment? Worse, over time, it will give up to the hope to ever be loved in such a way. Logically, there resides a deep longing inside of us that wants to finally be seen and validated in our feelings. If we have to feel on our own, it just triggers that memory that there is no one really there to help. So we might give up before we even start. Being witnessed in our feelings in a non-judgmental, compassionate way is an experience of unconditional love, and it is so powerful. At the same time, the idea that someone watches us feeling our feelings in our adult life is scary as hell, because that level of vulnerability is kind of unimaginable. There is so much shame and fear connected to that. If, however, you can overcome that shame and fear, you will leverage a tool that will get you out of your wounding into total self-empowerment. Let me put it like that. Ever since I am no longer ashamed of showing myself fully to someone else, I feel that I can handle almost anything that comes my way because I already overcame the hardest challenge. And that brings me to the second reason why. The idea to open up the lid to our feelings is so scary. That is precisely because we confuse the early suffering with feeling. We believe feeling a feeling will make us suffer, and that's the biggest misconception of it all. It is our early imprint that makes us believe that. When I just said that as kids, we had nowhere to go with our feelings, and therefore we had to walk through life carrying them heavily on our chest and therewith suffering our way through life. That's not feeling. That's suffering. Feeling a feeling in its purity is nothing but relieving. Only that your brain needs to make that new connection. Oh, feeling is not suffering. The way it does that is by having experiences that prove that. The more experience you make diving into a feeling, realizing that it was not as scary as you thought, and you actually didn't die from it, integrating that experience in a positive way to a point where you can feel your nervous system deeply relaxing, the more your brain dares to go to these places. Another reason why it is so hard is that we really don't know how that truly looks like. We don't know the level of depth we can go to really start rewiring our system, to really dissipate uncomfortable feelings. We think shedding a few tears is feeling, but unless you are lying on the floor, letting your heart and gut rip apart consciously, you're not even touching the level of depth I'm talking about. And that is why now with my one-on-one clients, at some point in our work together, I share with them one of my own recorded feeling sessions to demonstrate what I'm really talking about. The moment I do that, they are having major breakthroughs when it comes to their own ability to let themselves feel deeply. The last reason I want to point out is that we're also really scared because we do not know where this will take us. What will it open up if I dare to go to the places where I'm really hurting? Will I lose it? Will I know how to get out of it again? In my experience, when you constantly respect your boundaries and the tempo of your soul, so not unnecessarily push somewhere where you're not ready to go, or if you work with someone, not let them push you to where you're not ready to go, you will be safe. Sometimes it's okay to say, I can see that there is more behind that, but for today, that is all I feel comfortable feeling. Psychology calls that pacing. And last but not least, we often still deny, repress, or act out because when being triggered, it poses a threat and then our brainstem takes over and our behavior and responses to it are involuntary as our brain simply tries to protect ourselves. So when that happens, we have to be super aware about what just happened and consciously choose to correct the action and do it anyways. We can fail and still choose to correct our course of action afterwards. Every time you let a valuable trigger pass by, asleep, unaware, you're throwing away a perfect chance for healing and growth and therewith prolong your suffering. So what can we do? I'll first give you tips for options with support, and then if you choose to do the work on your own, I will do my best to help you with that too. Here are options with support. You can book me as your feeling coach. I'll help you let go of shame and fear around diving deeper within yourself, and step by step, you will learn to listen to your heart and soul and learn to fully express what moves inside of you. I only work with highly committed people who really want to do the work. And this is not a marketing slogan. This is simply me knowing what works and what will make it worthwhile your time and money. So I always start with a 3 months coaching agreement with 3 to 4 sessions a month that last between 60 to 120 minutes. So your commitment is everything to me and to yourself, hopefully. Option number 2, you can apply for one of the last 2 spots in my upcoming retreat in Italy, Perugia, May 18 to 25, where you, together with other clients, will be diving more deeply into your own feeling world. And this is so powerful because the level of exposure is even higher. You find all information at aliyaeva.com/retreats. This week will change your life, and that's a guarantee. Last option, you can apply for my upcoming mastermind group where I take exclusively 10 people on a 4-month journey with weekly 2-hour live group coaching calls that will give you immediate access to myself in a more affordable way than one-on-one coaching. So just go to aliyaeva.com and send me a message if you are interested in that option. Now, I will lay out how you can approach this on your own because I'm pretty sure many of you really want to try this. So you want to look for a moment when you're being triggered. For love addicts, that might be an acute craving for love, sex, and closeness. But it can be any strong trigger that shifts your emotional state into discomfort. You leverage the triggers that are presenting themselves to you. Usually you might numb yourself with eating, masturbating, or binge watching TV, or go for a run or whatever it is that you're doing to avoid feeling bad. But this time you choose to feel. You stop whatever it is you're doing and you slow down. You can either go into nature, somewhere where there are no people, or any other place where you feel you have privacy, such as your bedroom. For me, nature has often been a wonderful recipient of my tears and pain. The most important thing is that you will not be disturbed and you have as much privacy as you can get. You can also lower the light a little bit. Now, the next step is not mandatory, but has a powerful effect. You take out your phone and you hit the record button in your voice memo app, setting the intention that there is someone present with you. You're either sitting somewhere in nature, you're walking somewhere in nature, or you are in any other place that you chose where you feel comfortable. You can Start by closing your eyes and really focus on your breath. Don't change it. Just focus on your breath. Watch it move your belly and your chest. And after a short while, you can start tuning into your heart, your chest area, and you feel into what is moving inside of you at this very moment. If you're walking, you walk with awareness. You slow down. You bring yourself in the present moment. You check in with your heart. How does it feel in the middle of your chest right now? Does it feel heavy? Hopeless? Maybe painful or sad? And you just scan your body and see where you perceive any emotional sensation. Maybe you feel really angry or frustrated or desperate. Whatever it is, you just start noticing that very sensation. And when you found it, place one hand on the part where you can locate it. So I place my hand on my heart. And you keep breathing it in slowly and out. No need to change anything. You just pay full attention to what moves inside of you. Have the intention to connect with these sensations, as they often have a voice. They might also have a sound or words. Just pay close attention to it, asking it what it has to say and fully listen, letting the message and the words come to you. That needs a lot of trust because all of that wisdom is within you. You just have to step out of the way and really trust what thoughts and words and sounds want to come through for you. And then you take away any judgment or any filtering of what pops into your mind and simply speak out loud what you hear as the sensation's message. It does not have to make any sense. This is a journey of exploration that changes constantly. And what you do is pay really close attention to where it wants to take you. The sensation you're feeling right now might be a result of something that just happened. And if that is the case, then someone might have been involved in the trigger. If that is the case and someone was involved, I want you to draw their face really close in your imagination. And just look at them. And from the sensation in your body, you start talking to them. And these are not words from your head. These are words that you are simply hearing, receiving, by paying fully attention, listening, trusting what needs to be said. And then again, you remove the brain's filter. The filter that judges whether these words or sentences make sense, are logical, or are true. You just switch that filter right off and you say whatever needs to be said. And that's very important, you say it exactly in the very way they need to be said. Whether that comes out teary, angry, aggressive, hopelessness, desperate, or any other way, that's exactly how you say it. And for that reason, you make sure you have privacy. Sometimes it's not addressed to someone obvious, but that doesn't matter. Then you can just say, I'm feeling really sad. I'm feeling really, really hopeless and really starved. And you keep engaging in that internal journey that keeps developing and shaping and changing as you go along. Sometimes it feels like you want to address your feelings to something like the universe or God or anyone or anything really. Now, another really important point is don't just say the words, connect them to the feelings. And that's the hardest part. If that is challenging, you just slow down and you try again. You breathe. And you connect to the sensation in the middle of your chest again. And whenever there is a spark of connection between the words and the feelings, Don't run ahead. Stay with it and give it space. Stay with these feelings. Keep listening to what wants to be expressed and how it wants to be expressed. The tone of your voice, the volume, the way you say things. Do it exactly as you feel like. Feeling our feelings is a journey. You start with something, and at some point, if you really stay with it, it might even shift its focus. All of a sudden, you find yourself remembering something from the past, or another person comes into the picture, or the feeling suddenly changes. Allow that to happen. Follow the flow of this exploration. This is deeply intuitive work that needs a lot of trust and awareness, because here, you are on the receiving end. You're the one listening and paying close attention. You're not trying to figure it out in your head. And drop the expectation to be able to do this right away. And when you practice, there is progress just as with everything else. Trust and surrender means to not judge what is happening, to not label it, to say what needs to be said and to say it exactly in the way you want to say it. It's easier when you imagine that person's face and talk directly to them as if they were present. So you say, I don't like how you make me feel. I feel as if I never really get you, as if you never give yourself to me. I'm starving here. Can't you see? Share with them how you truly feel. And you do that until you truly connect to the feeling. And you'll feel that. You'll feel when you're reaching a depth of feelings that give you a very different sensation afterwards. In this state, your mind is completely switched off and everything just happens. Afterwards, you most likely will feel much calmer, a sensation of more space in your chest area, and your breathing will feel much freer. If you don't experience that, it means that you started to feel a little bit, but not all of it for today. And that's fine. There is no prize to win, but only your compassion and deep respect for yourself that will get you closer to these deeper levels. If you feel that there is more space and calmness, then I want you to really stay in this state for as long as you feel like it. Because this is the moment where you create a new imprint. One of you being able to work through things and achieving relaxation that you anchor in your system consciously for a while. I'd say at least 10 minutes. You can lay in the position of an embryo where you feel really safe. You can connect to your heart space and breathe in gently and deeply, soaking in that newfound relaxation. Now, after you've done a feeling session, just make sure that you do a lot of self-care. These are vulnerable places, and we profit from being gentle with ourselves afterwards. So you can take a bath with candles, you go for a nice walk, you can cuddle a teddy bear, you can ask a friend for a hug, whatever it is that lets you feel being taken care of. Don't rush back into work or go out socializing immediately. This is you time, so silence is really good. You also don't want to talk it away with a friend because integration is an important part and it will take some time until that cycle is done. As I said, doing this on your own is really hard and with support, it is much easier. So make sure to head over to my site and check out the possibilities in which you can get support. You can write to me and let me know how this went for you because maybe you have additional questions that I'll be glad to answer. And remember, practice makes the master. So don't give up if it was hard. The next trigger will be just around the corner and therewith, a new chance for you to dive in. I wish you good luck with it, and I speak to you in the next episode. Have a good day. Bye.
So that's it for today's episode of the Addicted to Love podcast. Head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week will win a love makeover private coaching with Aaliyah Ava herself. Be sure and go to addictedtolovepodcast.com To subscribe and get your free copy of Aaliyah Ava's Love Addiction Mirror. And we'll see you on the next episode.
Addicted to Love is created and presented by theroyalpath.com.